This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope that you are ready to hear from God. At this time, every weekday morning, we read a passage of Scripture and just see what God has to say to us to help us with our daily lives. And this week, we're looking at the theme of giving. Do you know that God wants you to be a giving person? And to learn to focus your finances on the things that matter to Him. That's when He blesses you, when you're moving in line with His purposes for your life. As long as you focus your life on yourself, you are missing so much of what God wants to do in your life. We kind of have this fear that if we focus our lives on God's things, that we'll lose out. But if you talk to anyone who has ever put God first in their life and in their finances, you will find that they have never regretted making that decision, because you can never outgive God. I want to read with you today Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Jesus is speaking and He says, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. And to one he gave 5 talents. Now, a talent isn't what we mean when we have a talent show. A talent, in biblical terms, in that day, was a certain weight of gold that was worth a lot of money. So he called his slaves and entrusted his possessions to them, and to one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2, and to another, 1, each according to his own ability. Those who had showed they were able to use money more wisely, he gave more to. And then he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' The one also who had received the 2 talents came up to him and said, 'Master, you entrusted me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.' But his master answered and said to him, 'You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has shall more be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.'" Well, you see the point of Jesus' message to us today, that whatever we have has been entrusted to us by God so that we'll use it for His purposes. In Jesus' story, the master talks about the money he entrusted to his servants as "my money." And today God is telling us that's how He sees everything in our lives. It remains His, and He's trusting us to use it on His behalf. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.